Welcome to the first ever Audio and Radio Industry Awards, supported by Leeds Beckett University. Tonight, over 400 entries become 16 outstanding award winners as we celebrate another incredible year in radio. It's the ARIAs 2016 from the Radio Academy. Now please welcome your host, the fabulous Sarah Cox.
Wow. Woo! Good. Wow. Hello, hello, hello. Good evening. I demand this wherever I go. Good evening. I'm so excited to be with you here at the beautiful First Direct Arena in glorious Leeds for the very first ARIAs, the Audio and Radio Industry Awards. Thank you very much to the Magnets there for opening the show. Weren't they brilliant? Fantastic. No, it's always great to be involved in the first of anything, really, isn't it? I mean, whether it's the very first time TalkSport get a call from someone who doesn't mouth breathe, or the first time I smoothly change gear from meatloaf to pause for thought, or the first time, that special time, you hear Adrian Childs smile. So tonight, these awards are for those of you basically who make us just sit in our cars, outside our houses, waiting for the item to finish because it's just so good. Or you make us laugh on a train like an idiot. So good luck to all you nominees tonight. I really mean that. You all look as excited as Lisa Ryanson on an Ibiza OB. We are going to be recognising and celebrating the creative talent of all our nominees, as well as revealing those gold winners. Now, please, guys, don't look at silver and bronze as second and third. Just look at it as not winning, OK? If that helps. We've got a top show lined up for you. Gregory Porter, Rick Astley, and the Kaiser Chiefs are all going to be here. It's very exciting. Before we start, though, please go wild, especially if he's your boss too, and welcome on stage the chair of the ARIAs. You'll also know him from such sterling work as the controller of BBC Radio 2, Six Music, and the Asian Network. I love him. It's Mr. Bob Shannon.
Hello, good evening, welcome to Leeds. Welcome to the best attended UK Radio Awards ever. Tonight is a very, very special evening for all of us because tonight we get our awards back. And for that we need to thank the Radio Academy and a few people, well, all the people in the Radio Academy, but a few people especially. Roger Cutsforth, Chris Burns, the chair, and also Ben Cooper, Chris's predecessor, who kept the Academy going and whose vision was always to see us here celebrating our first ARIAs as soon as possible. So thanks to all of them. We make the best audio and radio in the world in this country, so it's quite right and fitting that we should give ourselves one evening in which we celebrate it. It's a bit different from the Sonys, I admit, except in one respect, and that is that, like the Sonys, these awards are given with great love and great integrity, and you know if you win one, you've got the respect of the whole of our industry. So, to all the nominees, best of luck and enjoy the evening.
Thank you, Bob Shannon. He's just great, isn't he? He's just great. Big fan. No, then let's get down to business. We'll crack on so you can all get back to the bar. To tell you where all this is going to work, here's the voice of God. It's not the actual voice of God, of course. He's too busy presenting the Today programme. But he's a radio presenter whose career has spanned LBC, Radios 2, 4, 5 Live, and he's the original voice of Siri. It's the one, the only, Mr. John Briggs.
Hello, sir. So this is how it's going to work. For each category, we will announce the nominees in alphabetical order, reveal the name of the winner, and invite them on stage to collect their award and say a few words. That's a few words, winners. Winners will then be taken backstage for photographs, so let's kick on. Sarah, over to you.
Thank you very much, John. Okay, asking people who sort of earn a living by talking loads and asking them not to talk. Good luck with that, everybody. Our first award of the night recognises a regular show that is full of creative ideas with a fresh approach to entertainment. Now, if you mention to Radio 2 that you've got a programme idea with a fresh approach, they just think you mean Ken Bruce isn't hosting it. But to present the award for Best Entertainment at Production is a TV comedy legend and master podcaster who co-hosts Athletico Mints. Please show all your love for Mr. Bob Mortimer.
Thank you very much for having me. Thank you for attending this evening. It's very nice to be at one of these occasions up north, Sarah.
Yes.
I hope there's more to come. The nominations for the Best Entertainment Production are...
Best Entertainment Production. The Christine O'Connell Breakfast Show, Absolute Radio. Greg James, BBC Radio 1. The Pin, BBC Radio 4. Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1. Saturday Live, BBC Factual Radio for BBC Radio 4.
Winner of the Bronze Award goes to The Pin, BBC Radio 4. Silver goes to the Christine O'Connell Breakfast Show on Absolute Radio. Leaving the gold to be claimed by Mr. Greg James, BBC Radio! Hang on, well done, Greg!
Oh, this is good. That was, I love Vic and Bob so much. You're my hero. I love you. Good evening, everybody. First award. That is a relief. Thank you to the Radio Academy. Thanks to Leeds Beckett University. Good. If you do student radio, keep doing it because it's really good. It's a real honour to get this award, and I really didn't think I was going to get it. So a huge amount of respect to Christian and particularly Scott, who is it's Scott Mills. He's fucking amazing. So thank you everybody, and thanks to Ben and Reese and everyone at Radio One. It's been a brilliant couple of years. Well, it's been a brilliant year, the fallow year last year, and also a huge thanks to Jenny and Ian, my team up here. The show's only as good as the team, and Chris Smith with the news is incredible, and all the listeners as well. It's sort of without the listeners, the show is literally nothing. So thanks to all of them, and it's a real privilege. So thanks, everybody. Have a great night. Thank you.
Awesome, awesome stuff. Huge congratulations to Greg James. Thank you very much to Bob Mortimer. Okay, the next award is the Audio Moment of the Year. Now, this is one of those moments that are a bit like doing a lady Trump in a yoga class. Stick with me on this. You know, it's hard to define, but everyone knows when they've heard one. This award recognises those very special moments, whether they're planned or spontaneous, when time seems to just stand still. The only thing you can do is just keep on listening to the radio. So presenting the Audio Moment of the Year is the Queen of Mid-Morning Broadcasting on BBC Radio 1, a woman whose star is definitely on the rise and whose talent is as huge as her gorgeous hair. It's Miss Clara Amfo. Look at her.
Hi, everyone. Hope you're well. Hello. Okay, so I'm here to give out the award for Audio Moment of the Year, and the nominees are...
Audio Moment of the Year. The Archers, Helen Stabs Rob, BBC Radio Drama Birmingham for BBC Radio 4.
Get your hands up in that shutter! The Boy Who Gave His Heart Away, TBI Media for BBC Radio 4.
To actually be able to feel that that is Martin's heart that he was born with is still beating. It's just incredible.
Hillsborough Verdict, Talk Sport.
It was unlawful killing at Hillsborough. Liverpool, hold your head up high.
Today, Hamza, the refugee story, BBC Radio 4.
If the policemen stop me, it's okay. Just I want my family in safe.
The Untold, Be My Baby, BBC Radio documentaries for BBC Radio 4.
Oh, I'm a daddy mum. Fucking shit.
Where are you going? New York, Loftus Media for BBC World Service.
I'm a sandhog. It's the most dangerous job you could have. That's what they say, we lose a man a mile.
Okay, so the bronze goes to the archers. Helen Stabs Rob, BBC Radio Drama Birmingham for Radio 4. The silver goes to Where Are You Going? New York Loftus Media for BBC World Service. And the gold goes to The Boy Who Gave His Heart Away, TBI Media for BBC Radio 4.
Yeah, I thought the Archers were going to win as well, actually. My thanks particularly to Cole Morton, who presented the programme and brought the story to me in the first place, to Mo Bakaya for commissioning the programme, to Phil Critchlow and the rest of TBI Media, but particularly to the two families whose story we told, the Burton and the McKay family. Martin Burton gave his heart to Mark McKay. And that gave Mark an extra 13 years of life. It's a bit of a downer, I know, but it's particularly poignant because, sadly, Mark McKay, who received the heart, just died just a few weeks ago. So this is for him.
Thank you. Congratulations. Thank you very much. TBI Media for BBC Radio 4. Thank you to the gorgeous Clara. Okay, this next award celebrates podcasts, which are so fresh and funny and informative or outrageous that they always leave listeners impatient for the next episode. And there are podcasts for everyone. The Beef and Dairy podcast is one of my favourites. Anyone in there in tonight from the Beef and Dairy podcast? No? Oh, there, okay, don't milk it. Sorry. It's great music on that show, though. Our next presenter does know a thing or two about good music. She's had 8 top 10 singles, she's won 4 Mobos and regularly appears on the panel of Loose Women. She's managed to shake off those wenches this evening, though, and join us to present the award for Best Podcast of the Year. Please welcome the jocose and joyous Jamelia.
So the nominations for the podcast of the year are
Podcast of the Year, Athletico Mint, Audio Boom, The Modern Man, Rethink Audio, My Dad Wrote a Porno, The Story of Izzy Dix, BBC Newsbeat, Storytime with Boom, This is Distorted.
Okay, so the bronze goes to Storytime with Boone, This is Distorted, well done. Silver goes to The Modern Man, Rethink Audio, well done. And the gold, the winners, are The Story of Izzy Dix by BBC Newsbeats. Congratulations.
Incredibly compelling piece of audio that they all of the most nervous of Izzy's tragic story. It It's a story which this podcast tells by our first-rate reporting and some emotional interviews with her family and friends. It doesn't speak down to its young audience or sensationalise what happened. As a podcaster, the story of Izzy Dix fits well with how its audience likes to consume content on the go and in their own time. But the judges also felt that the medium was perfectly suited to this particular message. All in all, a powerful podcast with an important message.
It's gone now. I'm so shocked. I'm a massive fan of My Dad Wrote a Porno, so I was completely convinced that was going to win. But the category was so competitive that it's just such an honour to be standing here. First of all, it was such a big team effort in Newsby. It was a big risk for us to do a podcast. We'd never done one before. And me and one of my editors, Ryan Dilly, sort of discovered the story of Izzy, and we wanted to tell it. And thankfully, my bosses, Debbie Ramsey, Louisa Compton, let us go with it, which was amazing. Amelia was basically my wife while we were making the podcast for the last few months particularly. It was such a support. But finally, I've just got to thank all the amazing young people that were part of the podcast. They were so brave. They spoke about really difficult issues that adults struggle to talk openly with. And without them, there would not have been a podcast. So this is for Izzy, a girl I never met, and I feel like I know her so well. And for her mum, Gabby, hope she finds peace. Thank you so much.
Awesome stuff. Thanks so much to Jamila. Huge congratulations to our winners. Okay. This next award recognises outstanding creative journalism in news and current affairs. Of course, the most difficult job in radio journalism is remaining impartial, as if it's absolutely fine. There's a lunatic with shredded wheat hair that could soon become the leader of the free world. It's fine. Don't reference it. To present the award for best news coverage is a young man who's carrying on the proud tradition of the Radio 1 breakfast show being hosted by completely hilarious and incredibly sexy northerners. Please welcome the fabulously funny Nick Grimshaw.
Hello, everybody. How good is Sarah Cox, by the way? I like the...
Thanks, Nick.
The fart joke was spectacular. Okay, the nominees for Best News Coverage are...
Best News Coverage. The Bunkrana Pier Tragedy, BBC Radio Foyle. Hillsborough Inquest, The Verdicts, BBC Radio Merseyside. A New Life in Europe, The Dinny Family, BBC Radio 4. The Nolan Show, BBC Radio Ulster. PM, Joe Cox's Murder, BBC Radio 4.
Okay, so those are the nominees, some very worthy programmes, and the bronze goes to PM, Joe Cox's Murder for BBC Radio 4. Silver goes to A New Life in Europe, The Denis Family, also of BBC Radio 4. And the gold goes to the Bunkrana Pier Tragedy, BBC Radio Foyle. Congratulations.
The judges say that they've had BBC Radio 4's coverage of this accidental death of a family of five to be powerful, moving, and...
The Bunkrana Pier Tragedy was one of unimaginable horror, a harrowing story for any local newsroom to cover. Five members of the same family drowned when their car slipped off the pier. The sole survivor, a six-month-old baby, plucked from the water by a man who wanted to help. This award is testament to the professionalism and sensitivity shown by our team in covering a story which touched an entire region and further afield. Our thoughts continue to be tonight with the McGrady and Daniel families who continue to mourn their huge loss. Finally, I'd like to thank our editor, Larry Deeney, BBC NI director, Peter Johnson, and the head of Radio Ulster, Radio Foyle, Fergus Keeling, for their continued support of our station. And finally, I would like to thank our listeners, for without them, none of our stations would be possible. Thank you.
Thanks very much, Nick Rimshaw. Well done to BBC Radio Foyle. Okay, our next award is for Best Sports Show. Of course, some sports don't really work on the radio. Formula One sounds a bit like you've left four hairdryers on upstairs. It's just worrying. We are, though, talking about a programme that has got ridiculously knowledgeable presenters creating a show that packs a real emotional punch, so the listeners feel the same adrenaline rush as if they were actually there themselves. To present the award, we've got two incredible athletes who hit the headlines last month when Alistair helped his brother Johnny over the finish line, yes, of the World Triathlon Series in Mexico. Now, before we actually meet the boys, should we just relive that magical moment? Yes.
This is a horrible sight. Jonathan Brownlee has lost it now and has staggered to a stop at the side of the course, and Alistair's stopped to help him along. And Alistair is going to try and carry his brother home. Now, what will this do to the world title hopes? Henry Schoonmaker, I think, will claim his first World Triathlon Series win. Dramatic scenes in Cozumel as the Olympic champion carries his younger brother towards the podium. The brothers are coming home arm in arm to finish in second and third, but Johnny can hardly stand, and Alistair is having to drag him across the line and pushing him home for second. Johnny finishes in second. Goodness me.
Oh, amazing. Please welcome to the stage the dynamic duo, the Brownlee brothers.
Hey up, Leeds. Nice to be back. So, the nominations for the Best Sports Show are...
Best Sports Show. Five Live Sport, BBC Radio 5 Live. 606, Shooting Sharp Productions for BBC Radio 5 Live. Borough are back, BBC Tees. Drive Time with Adrian Durham and Darren Goff, Talk Sport. Hillsborough, The Truth, BBC Radio 5 Live.
So, in bronze, Five Live Sport, BBC Radio 5.
And silver goes to Borough are back, BBC Tees.
And in gold, 606, Shooting Sharp Productions for BBC 5 Live.
Come on, you're not getting shy, are you, Robbie? Get up there. Come on.
I'm not prepared for this. For some reason, they put the producer up to speak when this is the talent right here. Thanks very much for this award. We are not so arrogant to think that we didn't fall into the greatest story of the last 50 years of football. And thank you for the Leicester City fans and their club for doing something amazing. Our presenters, Darren Fletcher, Ian Wright, who aren't here, and these two, Robbie Savage and Kelly Cates, are superb. But we've got a great team and a great network behind us. I wasn't prepared for this, so excuse the rambling speech. Why didn't these two speak? It's ridiculous. Okay, thanks. Goodbye.
So Thanks so much. Well done to 606. And also the brilliant Brownlee brothers. Thank you, boys. Now, we've got a real treat for you. A man who's been playing at sold-out venues across the country is here performing two tracks this evening from his top 10 album, Take Me to the Alley. It's Grammy Award-winning artist Gregory Porter. Before he sings, I know it's exciting, we're going to have a quick look at him in action.
Unreroute the rivers, let the damned water feed. There's some people down the way that's thirsty, so let the liquid spirit take me to the alley. Take me to, but I won't let it be. There will be no love dying here for me. Oh. But it's holding on, and it's holding strong. Even though I tried to make it plain to part, but I can't fake it. Boy, you hear me calling your name. The bridge is your time. Your engine rolls hot. If the bridges fall down, don't lose. Hey, Laura, it's me. Sorry, but I had to ring your doorbell so late. There's something bothering me. Really, I'm sorry, but it just couldn't wait. Is there someone else instead of me? Go ahead and lie to me and make me believe you're not in love with him, and this fool will see that the rivers of your love flow uphill to me. Hey, Laura, me. Sorry, but I had to ring your doorbell so late. Well, there's something bothering me all night long. It just couldn't wait. With a healthy dose of make believe. Go ahead and lie to me and make me believe that you're in love with me. This fool will see that the rivers of your love flow up ahead of me. Hey, Lord. Sorry, but I had to ring your doorbell so late. Well, there's something bothering me all night long. It just couldn't wait. With a healthy dose of make-believe, go ahead and lie to me and make me believe that you're in love with me. This fool will see that the rivers of your love flow up a hill to me. Hey, Laura, it's me. Hey, me. Hey, Laura, it's me.
on my shoulders. I thought that it would be easier than this. I thought my heart had grown colder. But the warmth of your kiss I can't dismiss. Though my past has left me bruised, I ain't hiding from the truth. When the truth won't let me lie right next to you. But it's holding on, and it's holding strong. Even though I try to make it plain the part, but I can't fake it. It keeps holding on, and it's holding strong. Even though I try to break it, heaven knows that I can't shake it. Holding on, holding on, holding on, holding on. I've seen times that were harder. I remember the taste of bitterness. Won't you help me, my father? Help me fall in the love that I have missed. Though my past has left me bruised, I ain't hiding from the truth. When the truth won't let me lie right next to you. But it's holding on, and it's holding strong. Even though I try to make it plain the part, but I can't fake it. It keeps holding on, and it's holding strong. Even though I try to break it, heaven knows that I can't shake it. Oh, oh.
Wow. Wow, wow, wow. Gregory, thank you. Gregory Porter, ladies and gentlemen, and his fantastic band. Woo! On the way out, I offered to dance for him, and he said no. It's fine. This next award then recognises the year's most outstanding DJ or presenter, someone whose passion for music shines out of them, who demonstrates an in-depth knowledge of their subject matter whilst being wildly entertaining. It's not as easy as I make it sound. Every Friday night from 10 on BBC Radio 2, but it's not about me, to reveal the winner of the Music Broadcaster of the Year, we have a man who is so famous that he's known just by his first name. You may know him from BBC Asian Network and now at Radio 5 Live. Please welcome Nihal.
Sorry, I've still got my coat on. I recently moved from London to Manchester, and I just think everywhere's really close up north. So I got into my car in Manchester and went, well, Leeds, that must be like a 15-minute drive from Manchester, right? And then it told me it was 48 miles, hence why I'm a bit late, so sorry about that. Now, the nominations for Music Broadcaster of the Year are...
Music Broadcaster of the Year... Clara Amfo, BBC Radio 1. Jamie Cullen, Folded Wing for BBC Radio 2. Jarvis Cocker, BBC Radio 6 Music. Mr. Jan, BBC Radio 1 Extra. Stephen McCauley, BBC Radio 4.
Now, I was the head judge of this category, and I'd like to say thank you to all my fellow judges, because... it was a very, very rigorous process, and we had very long discussions about who should be the Music Broadcaster of the Year. Very thorough indeed. So, in the bronze category, a show that I think you should all check out. It was fantastic, and I'd never heard it before. From BBC Radio Foyle, Stephen McCauley. And the silver, and this is where we had a lot of argument, a lot of interesting discussion. Jamie Cullum, Folded Wing for BBC Radio 2. And the ARIA's Music Broadcaster of the Year is someone I think who has an encyclopedic knowledge of music. This broadcaster is at the forefront of the most exciting genres currently in British music. And I am pleased beyond words to say that the winner of the Music Broadcaster of the Year 2016 is Mr. Jam.
He's great on stage and also has fantastic range. Infectious, exciting and incredible. The show demonstrates ambition, has great guests and is incredibly well produced.
Oh, beautiful scenes here, ladies and gentlemen. Nihal's on his knees. Hi, welcome.
Oh, wow. Genuinely didn't expect this. Thank you very much to the Academy. Thank you very much to my wife and kids for standing by me, for the many hours that I spend on my phone. Honestly, I'm working. Honestly. To Reese and Ben for giving me the opportunity and allowing me to broadcast 14 hours of live radio of music that I genuinely love. To the teams that work tirelessly on my shows, Janine and Sarah, who are with me on stage at the moment, Mel, who's back in London, and to Robbie, who was so good that he got poached and put on The Breakfast Show. Genuinely, we are in a very privileged position. I've recently went to America, and they don't have radio the way that we have radio. Their radio is shit. We are truly, truly world leaders, and you don't realise until you go somewhere else. And the amount of people that tell me that they listen to Radio 1, 1 Extra, Radio 2, 6 Music, and you're going, but we're in the middle of Africa. To all the artists that send in the music, to all the record labels, but most of all, to everybody who listens to what we put out there, thank you. Cheers.
Wow. Thanks very much to Nihal, building up the suspense beautifully. Huge congratulations, of course, to Mr. Jam and his team. Our next award of the evening is for the Best National Music Breakfast Show, a show which offers the complete package, outstanding production values and a constant stream of innovative feature ideas, as well as sparkling presentation. It's basically rolling out of bed while it's still dark to show off for a couple of hours. It's the best gig in the world, or as a colleague once called it, paying your mortgage before 10 a.m. Now, to present the award for Best National Music Breakfast Show, please welcome back the Grammy-winning, Glastonbury triumphating, I know it's not a word, magnificent man mountain my mum would love to scale. It is Gregory Porter.
Hello, hello. Nominations for Best National Music Breakfast Show are...
Best National Music Breakfast Show. The Chris Evans Breakfast Show, BBC Radio 2. The Christian O'Connell Breakfast Show, Absolute Radio. Emily Siegel, Heat Radio. The Radio 1 Breakfast Show with Nick Grimshaw, BBC Radio 1. Tommy Sandu, BBC Asian Network.
Okay. And the winner is bronze, Emily Siegel, Heat Radio. Silver, Christian O'Connell, Breakfast Show, Absolute Radio. And gold, the Chris Evans Breakfast Show, BBC Radio 2.
The programme has big ideas and delivers them to an ever-growing and appreciative audience who never feel excluded. Chris remains a tour de force.
Oh, lovely. I know you lot. Here's Helen, it's Tomo, it's Merrily. Hi, gorgeous. Go on up. Producer Ellie at the back.
Thank you so much. I apologise in advance for the lack of a 6'2" ex-ginge with us this evening. But Sarah is our breakfast show depth.
Yeah, so should I just take it?
Yeah. You can claim a big part of that.
Okay, thanks, Helen.
So I would just like to say thank you very much to the Academy and all the judges. I'd like to thank Bob, Shannon, Lewis Carney and Jeff Smith for all their constant support. I'd like to thank our amazing production team, our fabulous producer, Miss Ellie Davis, our assistant producers, Merrily, Paul, and back at base, we've got James, Matt, and Mira. Our amazing on-air team, Lynn Bowles, Vassos Alexander, and the amazing Miss Moira Stewart. And of course, none of this would be possible without the fantastic aforementioned 6'2" ex-ginge. I did text him to say, if we were lucky enough to win this award, do you have any words for everyone in Leeds this evening? So he says, if someone is reading this out, then I presume it means we have won, which is fabulous news and for which we are all very grateful. Well done to all our fellow nominees in Breakfast Show land, Christian, Grimmy, Tommy and Emily, and good luck hearing the alarm tomorrow. I'm already in bed. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Helen Thomas and the Radio 2 Breakfast Show team, who do sterling work. Thank you very much as well, Gregory Porter. Next, we've got a brand new award for the Best Digital Audio Service. Simply put, great content you can download or you can stream. It is amazing these days, isn't it, ladies and gentlemen, how much downloading gets done. Well, for example, in my house, the kids are downloading their homework downstairs, husband downloading games upstairs, me downloading porn in the utility room. And they never show that family on the adverts, do they? I'm joking. We don't have a utility room. To present this award, thank you, is a comedian and radio presenter whose latest show is called One in a Million. If you listen to him on talk radio, if you've seen him pop up on Charlie Brooker's brilliant weekly wipe, you're bound to agree that he really is one in a million in a good way. Please welcome Mr. Jake Yap.
Thank you. It's an honour to be here. Radio can connect with its audience in a way that no other medium can. Or some shit. Sorry, I'm a bit drunk. The nominations for Best Digital Audio Service are...
Best Digital Audio Service. Acast. Audio Boom. Live at Wimbledon Radio. IMG Radio on behalf of the All England Lawn Tennis Club.
The bronze goes to Acast. The silver goes to Live at Wimbledon Radio, IMG Radio, on behalf of the All England Lawn Tennis Club. And the gold goes to Audio Boom.
The judges found Audio Boom to be a fantastic platform, really showing how it should be done. They love the option to record and upload as a live recording tool. It also allows users to share easily and find new podcasts using their app. Lots of big-name media companies use this service, giving it real credibility. It's a forward-thinking platform that's embraced the new digital landscape and made it truly accessible. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Well, you don't presume, you should never presume that what you do is going to win you plaudits. Bringing the house down, fantastic. So we're really glad that it has won us plaudits. So our first thanks, of course, go to the judges and, of course, the Radio Academy for the fantastic night tonight. I want to thank everybody that uses Audio Boom, hopefully a few in here today. If not, we'll sort that out for you later on. And obviously, other podcasters who are continuing to upload to us. More importantly, thanks to our wonderful team around the world, the guys behind me, including this guy who snuck into the VIP area illegally, and I thought we couldn't get him in to do the... He wrote the submission. I don't think we should let him in. But thank you, everyone, for using Audio Boom, and I hope if there's any radio stations here who want to make a bit of money, come and see me later. We can help you. Thanks.
Lovely. Huge congratulations to Audio Boom. Thank you very much to Jake. Yeah. Now, before we continue, let's say a quick thank you to all of tonight's judges. Over 100 people from across the industry gave their time and expertise to judge over the last few months. Please give a round of applause to the ARIAS judges, please. Many of them are here tonight. Thank you. All nominees will also receive a certificate to recognise their achievement and a Radio 1 Roadshow goodie bag. Not really, I just made that bit up. This next award honours the audio industry's most significant audience-facing digital innovation of the year. Yes, the winner could be a website, could be an app, or some other digital innovation that defies traditional labels. I'll be honest, I'm not entirely sure what audience-facing is. I do know that back in the day, I occasionally needed someone to make sure I was facing the right way. But I think this is different. To present the next award is a comedian, a multi-award-winning radio presenter, and proud record holder for the largest fine ever for taste and decency offences in British broadcasting. 75 grand, if you're wondering. Woo! Kind of puts my Ali G motherfucker moment in the shade. Right, Ben. Please welcome to the stage Mr. John Holmes.
Good evening. Thank you very much indeed. Could you hear that crash backstage, by the way? Yeah? That was the ladder they used to get me onto the stage. Someone knocked it over. It's lovely to be here in Leeds, ladies and gentlemen. Mind you, when you've been on the front of the Mail on Sunday by accident, it's lovely to be anywhere, if I'm honest. So here we are. Right, the nominations for the Best Digital Innovation are...
Best Digital Innovation. Acast. The BBC iPlayer radio app. BBC Radio 2 Country. Breakfast with Vision, BBC Radio Oxford. The Global Philosopher,
BBC Radio 4.
All right then, let's open it up. So, Best Digital Innovation, the Bronze Award, goes to Acast. The silver for Best Digital Innovation goes to BBC Radio 2 Country. And tonight, the Gold Award goes to the BBC iPlayer Radio app.
iPlayer Radio covers innovation in technology, design and rights for the BBC's world-leading content to deliver a genuinely groundbreaking service for on-demand listening. The app's quality and ease of use made it a hit with listeners, making it a worthy winner of the Gold Awards.
Wow. There's an awful lot of people here who make a brilliant radio, and congratulations to absolutely every one of you. Many of you are from the BBC, and that's what makes this app fantastic, because it's your content. And we all think we're really clever, those of us who commission and make radio. This is Andrew Shearer behind me. He's one of the engineers on the team that makes the iPlayer Radio app. And these people are far, far cleverer than the people who make the content that goes in the app, which means they are absolutely brilliant, and this award is for them. Steve Brennan, Andy Shearer, David Burrows, Polly McAvoy, Paul Davis, Carrie Hall, Kath Leach, Christian Saban, and many, many others. It was really, really important to us and to this whole industry that we can give our audiences the programs they want, whenever, wherever, and however they want it. That's what the iPlayer Radio app is about. And that's what our digital future is about, turning this industry into something that is truly the 21st century. So thank you, Andrew. Thank you, Radio Academy.
Lovely stuff. Thank you to John Holmes. Congratulations to the BBC iPlayer Radio Act team. Our next award is for Best Audio Dramatisation. We used to call these radio plays. I love a radio play. I listen to too many, though. Every time I see a horse now, I fancy a coconut. I was so pleased with that gag. Did you see my little face? In recent months, our next two presenters, well, they've taken fans of The Archers on a headline-grabbing, nail-biting, kitchen table-gripping, emotional roller coaster as Helen and Rob. Please welcome Louisa Petikas and Timothy Watson.
Good evening, everybody. The nominations for Best Audio Dramatisation are...
Best Audio Dramatisation. Animals, Emile Zola, Season 1, Blood. BBC Radio Drama North for BBC Radio 4. Cutting It, BBC Radio Drama London for BBC Radio 4. Lament, BBC Radio Drama London for BBC Radio 4. Merseyside Blitz, An Unconquered People, BBC Radio Merseyside. The Sky is Wider, BBC Radio Drama North for BBC Radio 4.
It's harder to open than I expected it to be. And the bronze prize is Merseyside Blitz, An Unconquered People, BBC Radio Merseyside.
And silver goes to Cutting It, BBC Radio Drama London for Radio 4.
And the Gold Award, Best Audio Dramatisation, is Lament, BBC Radio Drama London for Radio 4.
Well, Mary Pate's production captured radio's power to hold time, place and people in mind while changing subtly and dramatically our perspective on all of them. The performances of Patterson Joseph, Nadine Marshall, Lucien Masmati, and Cecilia Noble caught every nuance of a masterly play where every word and every pause counted.
Hello. I was, no disrespect to Debbie Tucker Green, the writer, but I was kind of hoping I wouldn't have to come up here. I'm delighted to collect this award for the remarkable playwright Debbie Tucker Green, who wrote and directed this production. She's a truly original voice and a great spirit, and I'm delighted that she continues to want to write for radio and does so, so well in amongst her film and theatre work. This is for her. The cast have been mentioned. She marshalled a remarkable cast in Nadine Marshland, Lucia Masmati, Cecilia Noble and Patterson Joseph. So thank you to her, and she would like me to thank them and the Academy and the production team. Thanks very much.
Congratulations. Well done to BBC Radio Drama London for Radio 4. Thanks to Louisa Petikas and Timothy Watson. OK, we are cracking on. Time now for some music from a man who's just returned from a tour of the US and Canada. And now, over three decades, he has shifted well over 40 million records and is the first male solo artist to have his first eight singles reach the top 10. His latest album, 50, went straight in at number one and has now gone gold. Not bad work, Mr. Rick Astley. Before we see him perform, though, we're just going to drink him in for a moment. Enjoy.
And I've got angels on my side.
Radio Today Live, brought to you by Broadcast Bionics.